Good morning, good evening, good night. Smell like Quakes. I'm here with Brendon from Gorilla Sats, Bitcoin Compiler. What other titles do you have, man? You don't even know.
Industrialist.
I'll take that.
When I introduce myself to the corporates, I call myself industrialist. When I introduce myself to the normal people, I call myself a hustler.
Okay. Well, man, the way you moved today, it was real. So we're in, what day is it today? Monday, 30th of December. We're in Arusha, Tanzania. Brendon, JB, and Afan came to visit my beautiful family here. Hi, Sky. And, so we're just reflecting on the year and then planning for 2025, I guess. But I think this conversation started with a previous conversation. Of a previous conversation. Which was, what am I going to do in 2025? And I think for me to do things in 2025, I knew I had to let some things go. So my conversation with Brendon was... I was really curious about how you guys did do stuff in UG. And Compiler, because it was just, I'm based here in TZ and I really admire it, and I'm like, I would love that, something like that, an element of like that here in Tanzania. So how can we start that process? Like, you know, where do we even start? And I think my frustration originally was that my work was eating into the time of kind of advancing the Bitcoin work. And I think I just had to make a decision on maybe now is the window to try and push it forward. So that was my conversation with Brendon. No financial advice. But you just have to line things up and make a decision, right? So, yeah. And from talking with it, I ended up making a decision a few days later with my wife about resigning from my current post.
Current interesting post, by the way.
Yeah, dude, it is interesting, and I love it, and I've enjoyed it. It's just I can't do both. Not in 2025, and not with what I feel I've been put on my heart to do. So really, from January 22nd, I'll be a hustler.
You'll be an industrialist,
right? Yeah, that's also true.
Industrialist.
So I'm going to be starting full-time on the Bitcoin journey of so many things. What do we do? Well, I've done music. And today, Fountain just released their Rewind. And
guess who's top three?
Man, it was really honor, man, to see that. And most supported artist or something like that. Anyway, it was cool. So shout out to Nick and Oscar, man, for making Fountain. That's been really cool. So yeah, anyway, man. So music is part of my life, and I've really enjoyed music.
I've also enjoyed your music over the years, from DCA to BTC, and you waking me up every midnight.
You do
because you had to work the whole day and come in and make something. So I feel like you taking the decision to like focus on Bitcoin and music is kind of the right vibe for you. It's like more time for you than trying to like strike off a living and trying to mix all these things. So I'm genuinely impressed that it took that short while. It then shows that it was already in the making.
Yeah.
So the fact that we just had to align a few dots and make sure our support exists for you to take this decision. It also puts some pressure for it to be successful, because now it's Bitcoin and the family. So it's exciting. No. Next year looks good.
Oh man, so good. Like we're just you know, this is the intro, right?
From today's conversation, you can tell that there's a lot of... there's much more potential to what you are saying. Like, you see so much potential here.
Mm-hmm.
And being here for the few... I've been here. I was here the last Christmas period. Mm-hmm. I'm back here this Christmas period. It's like, it's still the same vibe and even more. Like yeah, now you're more connected to the community. You have all these friends around that can help you get things done. You now have experience with the Dance Battle Festival that you are part of. You now have a whole community of people that trust you, that you can use Bitcoin to help. So I'm excited. It's genuinely, after speaking to, and shout out to Ash and Amani, those guys are doing a lot of work with the Dance Battle Festival. Like, after speaking to them, I get the picture.
Yeah.
It's like, all we need is to just put a bit more work to it, put a bit more structure to it, get the world to know about Arusha and the potential that it has for Bitcoin. And yeah, I mean, today was like day one of what changes the whole thing, the whole game for you and the community here. I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, and I think it was, again, like, even you guys just coming here to rest and recoup, you know, and bringing your experience, it's just like, it just gives me so much confidence when you guys leave. Oh wow, very beautiful sky. Okay. You wanna do your nails while I'm doing this podcast? Sure, why not? Yeah, it just gives me so much confidence that there's some support there, because you can kind of feel a little bit lost in when you come off Bitcoin Twitter and.
No, for me, I think you've just given us more reason. I said this earlier in the day, to always come back, not once a year.
Always welcome.
So if we are really putting our efforts behind something Bitcoin related, it would really mean more support, and that we can pledge, showing up, getting our hands dirty with you, sharing. It's a commitment that we are ready to take on as well.
Yeah.
And also the opportunity that lies in it for us here. Like, Arusha is big on tourism. And for anyone that will listen, I usually tell people, visit Uganda, but if you can and you're ready to build, visit Arusha first.
Oh, man.
So you can do the tourism and then build with Bitcoin. Like, do much more. The foundations of the community will be built, I think, in 2025. So it's a good place to be if you have some time off in 2025. Arusha first, then you can come to Kampala.
I mean, 100%, man. I mean, and I think we have some sort of like a real connection, just of respect for one another and what we're doing. And then it's just like, well, how do we build on this? And how do we... how do we involve these communities who we're a part of to experience this journey? And that was what really happened today. So, again, I think my main thing was structure, right? In regards to these Bitcoin projects and how to make them a lasting impact, not here today, gone tomorrow, or... you know, it was more of a case of how can we kind of create this structure. And, you know, seeing what you've done with Bitcoin Kampala, and even that story of you joining that community of, I forgot what's the phrase.
Circular Economies
yep. Federation.
Yep.
Yeah. Even that experience. I mean, you live and breathe it, which is, it's very evident. I mean, I think from us talking with you, so myself, from Proof of Work Academy, even me starting that, and the vision for that of an educational resource for those here in Tanzania to learn about Bitcoin. And then, you know, I think my struggle originally was that, you know, my clientele was so varied because it was just people I knew. But you know, I didn't have a community yet until, and
these
yeah.
are the same struggles that we had ourselves before we like go to the Bitcoin beach kind of model, the circular economy model.
Right.
It was like gorilla sats running around the university, running around in communities, just teaching people about Bitcoin, but there's no follow-up.
Right.
There is no community effect.
Right.
And that gets kind of stressing because it's like you have multiple efforts and foundations built across multiple groups of people
mm-hmm.
that never really grow into the community and vision.
That's what I'm saying.
So I think the approach to like structure it around this community that you already have respect from is a great decision, and the fact that you're backing it up with your time
mm-hmm.
by joining the industrialists. Yeah, like and that quickly compounds.
Yeah,
I'm certain with a few tweaks and turns, we'll be able to have a whole community by the end of the year. I'm actually very excited. I mean, I had the chance to go to BTC Prague in 2023.
Yep.
That was June. By like Feb, there was a structure and a framework to it.
Wait, that was 2023?
Yeah, that was 2023. So,
wow,
like,
okay.
It's not so much
mm-hmm.
that it takes when you use something that has worked and you have all these people that can help you work through things. This is what I was sharing with the team today earlier when we met. Like, we're not going to go through the problems by ourselves.
Mm.
If we face something, we just post a question on Nostra. We're like,
Guys
who are building across the world.
Yeah.
How did you deal with this? How did you deal with this? How did you deal with this? And that's the biggest strategy, the community of builders that already exists.
Yeah.
Just like how you've leveraged what we're doing in Kampala,
we
leverage what other people are doing across the world.
Mm.
So I'm really optimistic.
Yeah.
We got the biggest task out of the way, which is getting the name for the circular economy.
Yes.
So,
yes.
What name did we choose, sir?
We chose Bitcoin Arusha.
Bitcoin Arusha.
Bitcoin Arusha. Just, yeah.
I think it's a great name.
Mm.
And the fact that Arusha is already considered the tourism capital of Africa, I don't know if you knew that. It's
if Google says so.
Yeah, it has like
mm-hmm.
a lot of tourism that goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
Across the East African region and Africa in general. So it's like a lot of the communities that we hope to benefit from Bitcoin, the people who are coming here, some of them already have Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So if the locals get the chance through Bitcoin Arusha to understand Bitcoin, maybe they can even start to leverage the services they already offer.
Yeah.
To be paid in Bitcoin. So it's like all these multiple angles. And now all we need is TikTok next block, put in the proof of work, and by May, by October next year, by the same time, same time next year.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know where it goes.
Yeah, no, and I think I'm really grateful for you coming through, and you know we had a skeleton of what we wanted to kind of talk about, but things really accelerated today. Once we met with Ash and Amani, who
and they're very committed as well.
Yeah,
to know that their full time commitment is to the community.
Yeah,
is a relief, because then you know you if you're all in Bitcoin and this person is all in community,
right,
all you have to do is the synergy between you creates something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it was a relief to know that this guy dances and leaves the community.
Yeah, Ash, right?
It's like it's crazy.
That's
and
what
then,
I do.
And then Amani is like very committed to to the work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to set time within his busy schedule to like get stuff done.
Yeah.
So that already is something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But also the meat that you've given us contributed how fast my brain works. So thank you for the meat. Don't want that to go without mentioning.
Dude, that's going to be an annual thing now.
I was just weighing myself here and I already put on 2 kilograms. So it looks like my 100 days of running won't allow me to stay here longer. But I wish, like, I'm optimistic, really. This is going to be... It's all about adding more circular economies, more day-to-day usage of Bitcoin to the African map. And I'm glad you've committed. I can't wait for what this does to your music as well.
Yeah.
Because we Bitcoiners love your music, but not so many people in Arusha know about your music. So in this community now, the community starts to then... appreciate your music.
The dance community.
The dance community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all these things that have been lining up for you.
Mm.
And the decision to fully focus on them is going to unlock the things we are thinking of and those we have not even thought about. So
yeah.
If there's anyone to be excited for in 2025, look out for Man Like Quex.
Man Like Who?
Man Like Who?
Man Like Who? No, she doesn't want to say.
She's not having it.
No. Well, I mean, I think also, you know, end of January, there's adopting Bitcoin in Cape Town, and a real opportunity to engage with Bitcoiners who have created circular economies in Africa.
Yeah, but also engage with Bitcoiners that appreciate your music.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That goes without mentioning. I'm gonna put this in here. We're trying to get something down into South Africa. So if you're going for the conference, you might want to look out for a concert, stroke side event, stroke party, whatever it plays out to be.
Yeah.
But this legend right here will be sharing his music with the world. So I think that is something as well. That I am looking forward to.
Yeah.
I'm going to work to make sure that at least that starts.
Mm.
Because if this is going to be repetitive conferences happening across Africa, Man Like Quex is the performance of choice for all those conferences. So that is also something that Bitcoin Arusha is going to deliver to the African Bitcoin ecosystem.
Yeah.
Your Bitcoin Arusha's first product.
There you go. There you go.
Oof.
Oof, man, that's deep. That's deep. Yeah. And that's something I'm really excited about, and it's really just a great way to kick off the year to, like, you know, I mean, I remember even one of my first kind of Bitcoin kind of gatherings was a Bitcoin Data graduation, and just even meeting, I think I met you for the first time physically there, and a lot of people.
Yeah.
It just you kind of go away just feeling just even more energized and more, you know, enthusiastic about, I'm not crazy to go on this journey, and and I'm not alone, and people are facing real challenges in their own respective countries or spaces, but we overlap. They overlap, and you can take elements from this person and that, and add to this network and that, and that's what it's all about. And I think for me, it's more of a case of, I want more Tanzanians to be involved in the conversations. I want them to experience what I've experienced from really being, I think I saw you post, you did a little Michael Saylor post about, like, focusing your energy and stuff like that. But that's really what we've done, right? We've, in our own respective ways, we focused our energy on a specific, you know, need. That's good. You sleepy? Okay, we're gonna go to bed. Maybe we can play a track. What's your favorite track? Oh, what track would you like?
If you ask my favorite, then of course it's a Gorilla Sats track. But
okay,
the track I would like to be played right now is Built Different. I like Built Different because there are very few family men type of you that would take the decision that you're taking.
Mm.
So I think you're built different. So
that's deep.
That would be me starting your year off, reminding you that you're built different, and it's time to build a Bitcoin Arusha.
That's what's up. All right, here we go. Man Like Quakes, Built Different.
He's over there rapping about in pubs and
he's very prolific.
Yeah, and very it's all Bitcoin, and I mean he's straight plumb chain. It's Bitcoin and Noster just mixed into songs.
Yo,
Man Like Quakes.
Yo, I cross my I's and dot my T's. I just do things differently. They try to put me in a box, but they don't know I'm Houdini. Haven't even reached my peak. I'm still looking for the perfect beat. I'll keep unpacking these words God gave me up until I cannot breathe. Follow God and took the lead. Man, I'm just a different breed. Wanna match up, trying to catch up, but I'm in a different league. I switch tracks, I switch lanes. Born again and I switch names. My life who? My life Quakes. My life who? My life Quakes. Teenage done would have slapped him. 20s done would have lapped him. This year I'm just an assassin. Like John Wick, they pull me back in. No capping, slacking. Got my country's back in. Trying to catch me napping. Wide awake with purple eyes on Noster. Three sats, I be zap, 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 zap. Man, all these sats I keep on stacking, stacking, stacking. I find a beat and I start rapping. Yo, never going back, I'm back on track. I'm MVP, then back to back. My life Quakes, I'm built like that. Built diff. Built diff. Man, built diff. Built diff. Built diff. Built diff. Man, just a built diff.
He's on your service. He's hitting the charts on there. How does that feel as just a human, you know, the human aspect of it?
It feels incredible. Incredible.